This is the Daily Update for Thursday, August 10th, 2017. The stock market is reacting to threats of nuclear war. It is down over 100 points. It's going to be a roller coaster ride these next few days, weeks, months, who knows. You know, there's a big rally in North Korea for war. People putting their fists in the air. Of course, they're made to go out and do that. But all this boasting and all this talk is worth nothing. It's going to get people killed. I have to reiterate that from yesterday. You know, so now Kim Jong-un boasts he can nuke Guam in 14 minutes. And then, if things haven't gotten weird enough yet, you have Donald Trump's religious advisor, Robert Jeffress, saying that the president has authority from God to wage war. That God has endowed rulers full power to use whatever means necessary, including war, to stop evil. So, you know what? This kind of talk frightens me, and I don't like it. I think it's misplaced. That kind of talk in a church is one thing, but in the president's office is another. And you're dragging a force that has nothing to do with any of this into it, giving you the green light to go and do what you want to do. Let me tell you, you kill millions of people, you know, I don't think Jesus would be happy about that. So, I mean, if people believe in Jesus Christ, if people believe in that type of thing, and certainly they're dragging God into all this stuff, I think that they need to understand where their heads are at. And man, it is scary when you have all these people talking about these religious wars from some jihad or whatever. So, wow, man. And then Trump saying fire and fury. And then Kim Jong-un saying the packs of wolves are coming. It's like, what kind of freaking world are we in, man? You know, we have just gone back into the dark ages. And then all of this never needed to happen. So, it's crazy versus crazy. So, the smartphone epidemic. I want to talk to you about the 43% of millennials that will not go into the bathroom without their smartphones, the 42% that suffer from anxiety, the 48% not getting enough sleep and blame it on their smartphone, and they miss sleep because of it. So basically, your brain can't shut down having this thing near you. And if you don't have it, there's a separation anxiety now. When people even turn violent, it's actually called nomophobia. So pretty scary what's going on in the world of smartphone depression, anxiety, and also reduced life satisfaction, and also being in demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, when people send you a text or whatever, it's like everybody expects you to get back right away in demand. You know, all of this stuff, including aggression, it's time to control your smartphone usage, man. Put it down. Everybody likes to use it if you have one, but put it down, read a book, take your time, you know, take a breather, go out and smell the flowers. Don't worry about your smartphone. You don't have to leave it at home, but you don't have to be glued to it either. And I think that people are addicted. I want the CDC to call this an epidemic, because it certainly is. And look at all of these things. Come on, man. Anxiety that has to be treated with drugs. Depression treated with drugs. You know, all of these conditions are coming from a device. It's not coming from anything else but that. So people need to involve themselves in other things except their smartphone, you know. And you know what? Playing your games is fine. Education on a smartphone is great. You get all kinds of information out of it. You can read the news and all that other stuff. You can watch your little programs. All that's great, but it doesn't have to be the center of your life, right? So control the smartphone usage, especially in your kids, man. So today is National Shapewear Day. So National Shapewear Day came about when back in the day when they used to make women wear those corsets, you know, and then kind of squeeze people into a certain shape, which is really horrible when you think about it. And then over the years, shapewear became like a thing for women who, you know, didn't really want to lose weight, wanted to shape this or shape that, or they had a bulge or a bump or something like that. Now shapewear applies itself to men and women and all kinds of stuff. So today's the day to celebrate that shapewear for shaping people's lives, if you can call it that. Today's skyscraper day, man. So who doesn't like to look up at these tall buildings? Really, it's like you stand in awe when you're like in New York City and you're looking up at these skyscrapers. They're amazing. It's just kind of a weird thing that, you know, when people are up there, there's a lot of fires. Now look at Dubai. There's been 3 fires in 3 days of these skyscrapers, you know, and then you just can't get out of there, man, you know. But I guess you can call them monuments of mankind, right? So look at those skyscrapers today. Today is S'mores Day. If you like s'mores, of course, graham cracker, chocolate, marshmallow, boom. You got yourself a s'mores, man. You got to heat up the marshmallow, of course. You put it in there. Eat that s'mores today. Today is Duran Duran Appreciation Day. Duran Duran, the band from the 80s, man. You know, 80s music was happy music. 90s music got really depressing. And then past that, forget it. It's just all out anarchy with music, man. Most music is just a commercial for some Pepsi or whatever. You know what I mean? But real music, I don't even think exists anymore. Maybe in the dark corridors, maybe in the little clubs, you'll go out there and you'll find bands that have that passionate intent and whatever. And maybe they'll never get anywhere. But if you could experience that, do it. So Duran Duran, big band from the 80s, wrote a lot of great songs. Socially conscious today to think about Duran Duran. It is World Lion Day. So stop lying around and go out there and find that lion, you know? I mean, lions are beautiful creatures. They kind of sit. They're king of the jungle and the whole bit and whatever, man. I think lions are awesome, but today's the day to learn all about lions that you can. Today is also Lazy Day, so talking about lying around. You know, today's the day to be lazy. Today's the day to stay in bed. Today's the day not to go out if you don't want to. Just bum around and do nothing type of day. So it's Lazy Day, and it's also National Connecticut Day, the 5th state to join the United States of America. So let's hear it for Connecticut, right? This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, August 10th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pasco, Christiana.